We now go to Perek Revi, the fourth chapter of Hilchos Tshuva. It's on page Nun Vav in most standard Rambams. Halacha Aleph. Arba Be'asrim Dvarim Akvim Asa Tshuva. The 24 things that stand in the way of doing Tshuva, that make Tshuva difficult. Arba Mehem, the first four, Avin Gadol, they're a great sin. Ve'osa Echad Mehem, if you do one of them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masmik Yodol Asas Tshuva, the Holy One, blessed is He, does not give him the opportunity to do Tshuva. If he goes to Cheto because of his great sin. Now, if he does Tshuva, he can still be forgiven, but the problem is he won't be given an opportunity. It will be difficult for him to do so. These are the first four. Aleph, Amachti Sarabim, somebody who causes the many to sin. Lachlalavim Zeh, included in this, Amachti Sarabim Lassus Mitzvah, someone who stops the many people from doing a mitzvah. Beis, Vamachti Sarabim Mederach Tov L'Ra, if someone pushes aside his friend from a good path to a bad path. Like a person who convinces a city to worship idols or an individual to worship idols. Gimel, if someone sees his son going into a bad path, going to a bad way, and he doesn't stop him. Since his son is under his control, if he would have stopped him, he would refrain from doing bad. Minsik Vachtio, therefore, it's considered that you're making him sin. Lack of discipline and taking care of your children is considered like you're making them sin. B'chlal Ovan Zeh, included in this sin, called Shev Shuv Yodol Limchos Bacherim, whoever has the opportunity to stop others from sinning, Ben Yochav Ben Rabim, whether individual or public, V'lo Micha, and he did not stop them. Al Yanicham B'chishlon, he allows them to continue with their sins. And Dalet v'omer echtav yashuv. Someone says, I will sin and I will repent afterwards. V'chlal zeh omer echtav yom ha'kippur mechaper. And this includes someone who says, I will sin and Yom Kippur will atone for my sin. So it's very difficult in these four cases to do tshuva. Halacha beis. V'mehem chamish advarim hano'olam dachei tshuva b'fnei osehem. The next five close the ways of tshuva before those that do it. In other words, it's also difficult to do tshuva for these five. V'elehem, they are the following. Aleph, number one, a parish min atzibur. Someone who separates himself from the congregation. When they do tshuva, he's not with them since he's so aloof. Neither does he merit in the good things that they do. Someone who argues on the sages, because his argument causes him to separate himself from the sages, therefore he doesn't know the ways of tshuva. He has no inspiration for the wise men since he separated himself from them. Gimel v'malagal mitzvah, someone who laughs and scoffs at the mitzvahs. Shekivin shenizvaz beinav, since they are despicable in his eyes, and rodev v'chleim, he doesn't pursue them, v'lo osan, he doesn't do them. V'lo yas v'mayiske, if he doesn't do them, what will he merit, and what good things will he have that will eventually help him do tshuva? Dalet, the fourth one, v'mavazer abosav, someone who's disrespectful to his teachers. Shedavaz egarm lo ledoch v'lotado kegechazi, this causes him to be pushed away from the company of his teacher, like Gehazi, the disciple of Elisha. But Zman Shenidrat, once he's pushed away, lo yimotzim lamed umara lo derech oemes, he won't find a teacher who will guide him in the true path. Hey, vason es etochocha, someone who dislikes being admonished. Shelo aniach lo derech tshuva, he doesn't allow any way of tshuva, because he's not open to criticism. Shetochocha geremes tshuva, admonishment causes you to do tshuva. Shebezman shevedin lo lodem chatov lo chlim menoso, if you tell a person about a sin, then you embarrass him. Then he repents. Like it says in the Torah, remember, don't forget, you were rebellious. God didn't give you a heart. A foolish, not wise people. Similarly, the prophet Yeshayahu admonished Israel. He said, whoa, a sinful nation. An ox knows its master, but you don't. I know that you are hard. And thus God commanded him to admonish the sinners. As it says, call out with your throat, do not stop. Similarly, all of the prophets admonished Israel until they repented. Therefore, you have to set up in each Jewish congregation a very wise man, the Zaken and the sage, God fearing, Menorah from his youth, the Abraham, who was beloved by them. His position should be one who admonishes the public. Matzim b'tshuva returns them to repentance. Whereas one who despises admonishment, in a bala machiach, he doesn't come to anyone to hear words of admonishment. He doesn't hear his words. Therefore he's going to always remain in his sins, because in his own eyes, he thinks they're good. Halacha Gemel. There's the next five. It's impossible to do a complete tshuva for the next five things. There are sins between man and his fellow man. And in this case, he doesn't know who his friend is that he sinned against, so that he should return what he stole or ask him to forgive him. These are the next five. Alephim, kalos aravim, someone who curses the public. Lokila ladam yadu, he didn't curse a particular person. Yishishom memena kapar, so he can ask him for atonement. Beis v'choligim ganav, someone who splits with a thief. Shafishin yadeya gireva zushal mihi, he doesn't know from who the thief stole this. El haganav, ganav larabim, umevilo, the thief steals from a lot of people and brings his fems, brings this man all of the things he stole. Vulukeach, and he buys it from him. Or takes it from him. Though another part of the sin is shumachzik yada ganav machtio, he's strengthening the hand of the ganav and causing him to sin. Gimel v'motzia v'edavinamachas aleach yachzir la'baleha, a person who finds a lost object and doesn't announce it until he returns it to its owner. Lachazman, afterwards, kishias a tshuva, when he does do tshuva, and edelim after, he doesn't know who to return it to. Dalad v'ochel sha'aniyim v'som v'almana, someone who eats the property, literally the ox, of the poor, the orphans, and the widows. These are people who are unfortunate. Then Yiduim u'Mufursamim, they're not well known. The Golem Yalir, they travel from city to city. They're not market, they don't have any friends. So he should know whose ox is this that he stole, or whose property is this that he stole, so that he can return it to him. If someone accepts a bribe to pervert judgment, and he doesn't know how far this perversion reached, the kama hi kocha, and how much was its strength, kedeshiyachzis, so that he can return it. In other words, he might find a certain party innocent or guilty. He doesn't know to what extent that verdict was influenced by the bribe that he received. Shadavar yeshul raglayim, there are indications. Literally, that means the matter has feet. That means he justifies himself, and he thinks maybe he didn't do wrong, maybe he judged correctly. Also, he's causing the person who is giving the bribe to strengthen his hand and cause him to sin. The Ravid comments on the Rambam and says,
the Rambam seems to be saying an ox, but he should say a shod with the dalas, the robbery. What does this mean according to the Ravid?
He presses the poor person with a debt that he owes him, so they confiscate his property and give him a price less than what it's worth. Or they take their movable objects. And he says, I'm taking what is really mine, whereas it's really shortchanging the poor person.
The Arsameach points out that in fact there is a pasuk in Iyov that uses the word shar aniyim, as well as another pasuk that uses the word shod aniyim. So both are really authentic. Halacha dalet.
There are five things that if you do them, usually you don't repent. There are things that are light in the eyes of most people. And he's going to sin, but think that it's not a sin. This is what they are. Aleph. Someone who eats from a meal and there's not enough for the homeowner himself to eat. This is like the dust of stealing. He thinks he's not doing a sin. And he will say, did I eat anything without his permission? Someone who uses the security given by the poor person. Usually a poor person gives something like an axe or a plowshare. And the person who has the security says to himself, they're not going to lose anything. So I didn't steal from him. Someone who looks at forbidden relationships, he looks at women in a way that he shouldn't. He thinks that there's nothing wrong with this. He says, do they have sexual relations? Do they come close to her? For any day, he doesn't know, that looking with your eyes is a big sin. It causes the actual violations. It says, do not turn after your hearts and after your eyes. Someone who derives honor at the expense of his friend.
Alma believer who says to himself, Shenochet, it's not a sin. Fishen Chaver Alma Chum, his friend isn't standing there. Lo Gila Busha, and he didn't, Boshes, he didn't receive any embarrassment. Lo Baisho, he didn't embarrass him. And Arach Maisa Vatov Machachmasa, Lomo Maisa Chaver. All he did was compare his good actions to his friend's actions, Ochachmaso, or to his wisdom. So people should see that he's more honorable and his friend is less worthy of respect. So it doesn't seem to be such a big sin, but in fact it is. Hey, b'choshet ksherim, someone who suspects innocent people. Oh, a believer who says to himself, shenochet, it's not a sin. Fisham, he says, ma'al sisino, what did I do to him? Chiyesh sham elach sha'ad, there's only suspicion, shema asal osam, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I didn't say he did it, I just suspect him. When he doesn't know, shenzalvam, this is a sin. He considers a kosher person as if he's a sinful person. The next five things are things that attract you very much. They're habit forming. It's hard to separate yourself from them. A person should be very careful with these things. Maybe he'll get connected with them. They're very bad character traits. And this is what they are. Rechilus. Gossip, lashon hara, speaking ill of others, or balchema, being an angry person, or machshavara, thinking bad thoughts, or maschabal rasha, and joining up to a wicked person. But they shulamed me myself, he learns from him, he's influenced by him. Then yisham and believe on him, they have an effect on his heart. Yisham shloma, this is what Shloma says, v'roach sinam yirol eya. Someone who pastures himself with fools becomes wicked. V'abiyanu balchaz deus. We already explained in the Hilchos Deos, Dvarim Shetzarech Kol Adam Linig Behem Tamid, things that every person should always act, or ways in which every person should always act. Kavachomel Baal Tshuva, especially Baal Tshuva has to be careful in these things. Halacha Vav Kol Ela Dvarim Kiyotze Behem, all of these things, or other things like them, Afu Shemachim Nesat Tshuva, even though they make Tshuva difficult, in Monon also, they don't stop Tshuva. And in Mas Adam Tshuva Mehen, if a person did do Tshuva from any of these things, Raise about tshuva, he is accepted as about tshuva. He shlo chelet lalam haba, and he has a share in the world to come.